Preface. The opening sentence says, "To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. The wakeful shepherd beholds the first faint morning beams, ere cometh the full radiance of a risen day. So shone the pale star to the prophet shepherds, yet it traversed the night, and came where in cradled obscurity lay the Bethlehem babe, the human herald of Christ, truth, who would make plain to benighted understanding the way of salvation through Christ Jesus, till across a night of error should dawn the morning beams and shine the guiding star of being. The wise men were to behold and to follow this day star of divine science, lighting the way to eternal harmony." In the early editions, Mrs. Eddy writes, "Tomorrow is big with blessing." But as the light grew brighter for our leader, she could write, "Today, now, a present fact." Mrs. Eddy knew that no time need to elapse for truth to be true. And so she changed the very first sentence in the textbook from tomorrow to today. The infinite one is eternally sustaining its own infinite manifestation. This is the science of being. It is not a process brought about by study or thinking. It is divine acknowledgement. The sustaining infinite is big with blessings. The new student beholds the first faint morning beam and beholds what wonders these faint morning beams seem to bring. Darkness, ignorance, superstition are all wiped out and healing comes. John Young of Edinburgh wrote, "Light shone through darkness. These men always see the daybreak and always describe the first breaking of dawn as a hallowed morning. Truly it is a hallowed morning when the first faint morning beam comes to tell us man is not a poor sick mortal, a miserable sinner. Then the full day breaks forth and the Christ shows us the day star of divine science, lighting the way to eternal harmony. Now, as the light begins to break, the dawn shines forth, and we begin to experience the eternal noon and find man not something separate from the divine mind. We find man to be the effect of mind's own knowing. Then the peace be still comes, the night of error is banished, and the light of the eternal now breaks forth, and it is found that man is as essential to God as God is to man. Effect is as essential to cause as cause is to effect. In the oneness of being, cause and effect are both the being that is God being. When we see the term effect or man, do we ask, what is man the effect of? The answer must be cause. The effect is always the effect of cause. Our leader says, man is the expression of God's being, or effect is the expression of cause in being. Man, as effect, has all the attributes, all the qualities of the Father, cause, with the exception of creativeness. Man is creation. Man is never creative. Reflection is not creative. Reflection is creation. Always keep your terms straight, and there is no better place to begin than in the preface. The substance, life, intelligence, truth, and love, which constitute deity, cause, constitutes its effect, man. Let us have a wonderful sense of true being as we travel through the textbook. Let us have divine adventure. Let it be a new land, eternal light, free from the baggage of personal sense. Each sentence, each paragraph, each chapter becomes a new land of Christian science, and it is here in this land that all the fetters of personal sense fall, and the day star rises with the light of eternality. We cannot read the textbook as we would read another book. Never attempt to. Just read it phrase to phrase, period to period, sentence to sentence. You must have a divine adventure. The first command in the Bible is, let there be light. And the first command in the preface is light, day star. Then the light breaks into another facet. The human mind is not to be a factor in Christian Science. What joy should come forth from this association day? There is no human mind. All is mind, and in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious. The sooner we let go the old for the new, the sooner we begin to live this divine revelation. As long as we respond to the suggestion that the human mind is digesting or assimilating what is being said, the digestion will be bitter. What freedom, what dominion comes when the day star of being shows us man, the glowing knowing of mind itself. To those leaning on the one and only mind for inspiration, for life, for joy, today is big with blessings. To those leaning on personal sense, trying to find out something about God, trying to demonstrate what they have found out about God, today is lean, and there is no blessing. The belief that one has a private mind separate from his brother, separate from the divine mind, is to experience hell. There is no existence separate from your brother. Hell is believing there is another. Heaven is the understanding of the oneness of all being. The pale star is seeing and knowing that God is mind. But to experience the day star, one must see that man is the directness of mind in manifestation. Your textbook over and over says, man has no mind but God, so God is the present mind of man. What we call thinking is not actually thinking going on in the skull. It is the mind that is God revealing itself. Physique does not contain a mind. Certainly no thinking goes on in the head. We do not use brains to think with, organs to live with, because life and intelligence are purely spiritual. Again, your leader wants it plainly understood in the preface that healing results now as it did in Jesus' time from the operation of divine principle. It is interesting that Mrs. Eddy in the preface shows the healing in Jesus' time was not something Jesus alone possessed, but that it was the operation of divine principle. She says that this operation is called the Christ. It is the same Christ of Jesus that is present here as the Christ of this association. In mathematics, it is the operation of principle that dissolves the problem into its nothingness. In Christian Science, it is the acknowledgement that the God principle is present and that the God principle is operating, and this Christ understanding does not permit a problem to assert itself. So simplicity in healing is simply darkness giving place to light. How simple your leader explains healing in the preface. Students make it so difficult. It must be something I am thinking that is wrong. It must be something I am doing, something I am seeing. This is not Christian Science, and your leader in the preface shows you that the human mind is not a factor. How can we understand the textbook if we do not understand the preface? We must leave the argument of the personal mind and let the mind that is God, the mind that knows no problem, no false traits of character, no depraved appetites, no mental blocks, no impediment, govern. The Christ mind is the only mind of man. As we approach the textbook with newness and freshness, let us permit the textbook to state the fact and not something we think it says. Do not let familiarity with the statement rob you of the freshness of now. Be willing to let the old go for the new. Let us pour in new wine. It is not what these words say, but the knowing going on when these words were written. This Christ knowing is the knowing here and now. This true sense of ego makes all things new. Reading the textbook from the standpoint of divine revelation will make all things new. There is no possibility of reading this book from a standpoint of scholastic theology and then repeating certain phrases and sentences without the slightest spiritual understanding. Over and over, our leader endeavors to make students see not English words, not grammar, but she is pouring into the bottle called English words divine revelation. The bottle will break, and we will lose the inspiration if we permit the human mind to interpret what is being read. Let it be the Christ mind, which we have solemnly promised to watch for. Now are we the sons of God, the Christ mind, and so let us behold the Christ in our universe. We have seen that leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. The human mind is not a factor in healing. Man's present mind is God. We are now ready to experience the quietness and freshness of the chapter called prayer.